Most were mere children on July 13, 1967, when New Jersey State Troopers and the National Guard entered Newark's predominantly black Third Ward behind four armored vehicles. The severe beating of a taxi driver by the 4th Precinct Police had started a protest which degenerated into a confrontation, and a four-day rebellion ensued during which the city was effectively under martial law. On July 14, they gathered at the intersection of Springfield and Turner around a small monument bearing the names of 26. Constance White said that her brother Victor Louis Smith went out to buy milk for his two-year-old son and was later found dead. The police report said that Ann Peem's 18-year-old brother, Albert Messier, was running with a stolen vacuum cleaner, but she says a photograph shows him being shot in the head by a police officer while on the ground. Maurice Abraham remembered his mother, Rose Abraham, as she was searching for her six children when she was cut down by police fire. Darryl Graham is still angered after all these years, but now has a political perspective.
The National Guards and the bayonets and the stopping of my father in his vehicle, it was something that I could have never imagined. At night, we could see the flames. We can hear the gunfire. Close to 100,000 rounds of ammunition was fired. And these victims are casualties of war, as I look at it. As I got older, began to read and realize the political situation, the lack of jobs and housing for people in certain areas. Because if we remember, every area of Newark was not hit with this. We're still at war. I don't have to worry about going to Iraq. We have the occupation here.
Much has been written about the more than 400 so-called race riots, which occurred during the 1960s and still occasionally burst down on the national scene. It is now quite certain that lack of economic opportunity and affordable housing, bad schools, rapid demographic change, and the constancy of police abuse create the explosive mix of these social upheavals. Larry Hamm, chair of the People's Organization for Progress, said that Newark suffers a 49% unemployment rate, and young people come out of school functionally illiterate. The victims of the rebellion, he stated, were not in vain, but much remains to be done. On this July 14th, he stressed the value of the lessons of history.
Today, July 14th, is Bastille Day in France. We may not think we are very connected to the French Revolution, but the French people were an oppressed people. It wasn't black and white, but it was rich and poor. And the condition of the common man was not far from that of a slave. But in France, you had a people who were tired of being oppressed. The people were starving in the street, and the people rose up, and rose up so furiously that it put fear in the kings and queens across the world. The fact of the matter is that this rebellion, the rebellion in Detroit, the rebellion in Los Angeles were rebellions by people who were oppressed. They happened to be black, living under a system of white supremacy, and they rose up. And we threw during the 60s the system of apartheid that existed in this country. And there will continue to be rebellions until the oppressive conditions that we live in are eliminated.
For the WBI Sunday News, this is Fred Wynn in Newark, New Jersey.